ジェットイングリッシュ。
Hi everyone, this is Naori. How are you doing? はい、皆さんいかがお過ごしでしょうか。ジェットイングリッシュのノリです。今月のストーリーはスサノオと、ヤワタのオロチ、の物語、ね、ということで、まあこのスサノオってほら出雲の神なんですね。八坂神社の神。実は私の父方の実家は八坂神社を佐賀でやっておりまして、もう800年ぐらいそこで、実際はもっと長いらしいんですけど、記録に残ってるのは800年ぐらい、なんと神社をやってるという、いまだにね、はい、佐賀県の鳥栖に行くことがあったら、鳥栖の駅から歩いて10分ぐらいの、大通りの右側にありますので、よかったらお参りしてってください。まあ、そういうわけで、スタノオの話を今週はやっていこうと思います。意外と日本の神話ってね、皆さん知ってるようで知らない人が多いので、こういう機会に、神話も学びながら、なおかつ英語も学べるというのはいかがでしょうかということで今回持ってきました。これから日本の神話もね、ちょいちょい実は持ってこようと思います。日本がこうできたきっかけとかさ、アマテラスが生まれたきっかけとかいろいろあると思いますので、意外と知らないので、結構楽しいお話ですよ。はい、おすすめです。日本昔話とかね、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんの話はよく出てくるんですけど、この神話はあんまり出てこないですよね。はい、神話は知っとくと楽しいです。それでは早速やっていきましょう。どうぞ。
The story of Susano and the eight-headed serpent. Long ago in the ancient land of Izumo,where the mountains reached up to the sky and the rivers sparkled like silver threads, there lived many gods and magical creatures. One of these gods was Susano, the god of storms. Susano was famous for being very powerful, but he also had a wild and unruly nature. Because of his reckless behavior, he was sent down from the heavens by his sister Amaterasu, the sun goddess.So, Susano roamed the earth, looking for a place where he could make a new home. One day, while traveling through the lush and green land of Izumo, Susano came across an old man and an old woman sitting by the side of a river. They were crying, and their faces were filled with sadness. Beside them stood a young woman.Her face was pale, and she looked very scared. Her beauty was overshadowed by the sadness and fear in her eyes. Seeing their distress, Susano felt a deep sense of compassion. He approached them and asked gently, "Why are you crying? What is the matter with you?" The old man looked up at Susano with tearful eyes and said, "Great God, we are in great despair because of a terrible serpent known as Yamata no Orochi." The old man continued, "Every year this monstrous serpent comes down from the mountains and demands a sacrifice from us. This year it is our last daughter, Kushinada Hime, who must be offered to the serpent." The old woman was quietly sobbing as she held her daughter's hand.She was deeply afraid of what the serpent might do. Susano was deeply moved by their story. He had faced many creatures in his time, but he had never encountered anything as fearsome as the eight-headed serpent described by the old man. Determined to help, Susano said, "Do not worry. I will defeat this serpent and save your daughter.But in return, I would like to marry her." The old man and woman were overjoyed at the thought of their daughter being saved. They agreed to Susano's request without hesitation, feeling immense relief that their daughter's life might be spared. With the agreement made, Susano began to prepare for the battle against the serpent. He instructed the old man and woman to brew 8 large vats of the strongest sake, rice wine, they could make. He told them to place the vats in a clearing where the serpent was known to appear. The old couple followed Susano's instructions and prepared the sake. When everything was ready, Susano took Kushinada Hime and transformed her into a comb. He carefully placed the comb in his hair to keep her safe and protected. Then Susano hid himself nearby, waiting for the serpent to arrive. He knew that timing was crucial to his plan. As night fell and the moon rose high in the sky, a loud rumbling sound echoed through the mountains. The ground trembled beneath Susano's feet as the mighty Yamata no Orochi emerged from the shadows. The serpent had 8 heads, each with glowing eyes that looked like burning embers. Its scales shimmered in the moonlight, and its breath smelled foul. The serpent moved slowly and deliberately, searching for its next victim. Instead of finding Kushinada Hime, the serpent's attention was drawn to the 8 vats of sake. The sweet and inviting aroma of the alcohol filled the air, and the serpent, unable to resist the temptation, slithered over to the vats. One by one, each of the serpent's heads dipped into a vat of sake and began drinking deeply. The more it drank, the more sluggish and disoriented it became. As the serpent continued to drink, it grew increasingly drunk. Its massive body swayed unsteadily, and it began to have trouble moving. Seeing that the serpent was now in a weakened state, Susano seized the opportunity. He leapt from his hiding place, brandishing the sword of his father, Izanagi. The sword gleamed brightly in the moonlight, ready for battle. With a powerful roar, Susano charged at the serpent. He swung his sword with great force, slicing through the serpent's scales with each powerful strike. One by one, the serpent's heads fell to the ground, severed by Susano's skillful blows. The serpent threshed wildly in a final desperate attempt to fight back, but it was too drunk to put up an effective defense. The once fearsome creature was now helpless against Susano's attacks. With a final decisive strike, Susano cut off the last head of the serpent. The great beast lay dead at his feet, defeated at last. After the battle, Susano took a closer look at the serpent's body. As he examined the tail, he discovered something extraordinary hidden inside. It was a magnificent sword glowing with a divine light. This sword, which would later become known as the Kusanagi no Tsurugi, was a legendary weapon with incredible powers. Susano took the sword with him, recognizing its importance. Returning to the old man and woman, Susano brought with him Kushinada Hime and the legendary sword. The villagers were overjoyed to see their daughter safe and celebrated Susano's bravery with great enthusiasm. True to his word, Susano married Kushinada Hime. They lived happily together, enjoying a life filled with peace and joy. The story of Susano and the 8-headed serpent became a beloved legend, remembered for the heroism and bravery of the storm god who overcame a terrifying foe to save a cherished maiden. Over time, the sword Susano found became one of Japan's 3 sacred treasures, symbolizing strength and protection. It was revered as a powerful and sacred object. Susano's tale lived on, a testament to his courage and the enduring power of love and sacrifice. His story continued to be told and cherished, inspiring many with its message of bravery and hope.
はい、それではですね、次は今聞いてもらった英語、これにですね日本語を差し込んでいくという英語脳を作る部分ですね、それをやっていきたいと思います。英語日本語、英語日本語と来るパターンです。これを聞くだけで、聞き流すだけでどんどん英語があなたに入ってきます。意味がわかるようになります。ただ、さーっと聞くだけだとね、ちょっと、途中で頭がぼーっとしたりして、わかんなくなってくるんじゃないかと思います。それでは、早速いきたいと思います。The Story of Susano and the Eight-Headed Serpent。 スサノオと八幡のオロチの物語。 Long ago、 昔々、In the ancient land of Izumo, 出雲の古代の地では、Where the mountains reached up to the sky, 山々が空に届き、The rivers sparkled like silver threads, 川が銀の糸のように輝く場所に、There lived many gods and magical creatures.多くの神々や魔法の生き物が住んでいました。One of those gods was Susanoo, the god of storms. その中の神々の一人が嵐の神であるスサノオでした。Susanoo was famous for being very powerful.スサノオはとても強力で有名でしたが、But he also had a wild and unruly nature. また荒々しく扱いにくい性格でもありました。Because of his reckless behavior, その無謀な行動のために、He was sent down from the heavens.By his sister Amaterasu, the sun goddess. 彼は太陽の女神である姉アマテラスによって天から追放されていました。So Susanoo roamed the earth looking for a place. そこでスサノオは地上をさまよい、where he could make a new home. 新しい家を探していました。One day, ある日、while traveling through the lush and green land of Izumo, 出雲の青々とした土地を旅していると、Susanoo came across an old man and old woman sitting by the side of a river. They're crying. スサノオは川のそばに座って泣いている老夫婦に出会いました。And their face were filled with sadness. 彼らの顔には悲しみが満ちていました。Beside them stood the young woman. その隣には若い女性が立っており、Her face was pale. 顔は青白く、And she looked very scared. とても恐れているように見えました。Her beauty was, その美しさは、overshadowed, 覆い隠されていました。By the sadness and fear in her eyes. 目に宿る悲しみと恐怖によって。Seeing their distress,彼らの苦しむ姿を見て、Susanoo felt a deep sense of compassion. Susanoo は深い同情を感じました。He approached them and asked gently. 彼は彼らに近づき、優しく尋ねました。Why are you crying? なぜ泣いているのですか?What is the matter with you? どうしたんですか? The old man looked up at Susanoo with tearful eyes. その老人は涙に濡れた目でスサノオを見上げ、 and said, Great God, we are in great despair because of a terrible serpent known as Yamata no Orochi.
偉大な神よ、私たちは恐ろしい大蛇、ヤマタノオロチのため非常に絶望しています。と答えました。
The old man continued. その老人は続けて言いました。Every year this monster serpent comes down from the mountains.
毎年この恐ろしい大蛇が山から降りてきて、
And demands a sacrifice from us.
私たちに犠牲を要求します。
This year it's our last daughter.
今年は私たちの最後の娘、
クシナダ姫、who must be offered to the serpent.
クシナダ姫がその大蛇に捧げられなければならないのです。
The old woman was quietly sobbing.
老婦人は静かにすすり泣きながら、
As she held her daughter's hand.
娘の手を握っていました。
She was deeply afraid of what the serpent might do.
彼女はその大蛇が何をするか深く恐れていました。
Susanoo was deeply moved by their story.
Susanoo は彼らの話に深く感動しました。
He had faced many creatures in his time.
彼はこれまで多くの生き物と対峙してきましたが、
But he had never encountered anything as fearsome as the eight-headed serpent described by the old man.
老人が説明するような恐ろしい八つの頭を持つ大蛇に出会ったことはありませんでした。
Determined to help, Susanoo said.
助ける決意をしたSusanooは言いました。
Do not worry.
心配しないでください。
I will defeat serpent and save your daughter.
あの大蛇を倒し、あなたの娘を救います。
But in return,
しかしその代わりに、
I would like to marry her.
彼女と結婚したいのです。
The old man and woman were overjoyed.
老夫婦は喜び、
at the thought of their daughter being saved.
娘が救われる可能性に。
They agreed Susanoo's request without hesitation.
スサノオの要求にためらわず同意しました。
Feeling immense relief that their daughter's life might be spared.
娘の命が助かるという安心感でいっぱいでした。
With the agreement made,
合意が成立した後、
Susanoo began to prepare for the battle against the serpent.
スサノオは大蛇との戦いの準備を始めました。
He instructed,
彼は指示しました。
The old man and woman to brew 8 large vats of the strongest sake, rice wine, they could make.
老夫婦にできるだけ強い酒を8つの大きな樽に仕込み、
He told them to place the vats in the clearing where the serpent was known to appear.
その樽を大蛇が現れると知られる空き地に置くように。
The old couple followed Susanoo's instructions.
老夫婦はスサノオの指示に従って
and prepared the sake.
酒を準備しました。
When everything was ready,
全てが整うと、
Susanoo took Kushinada Hime and transformed her into a comb.
Susanoo は Kushinada Hime を櫛に変え、
He carefully placed the comb in his hair. 慎重にその櫛を自分の髪に差し込んで、To keep her safe and protected. 彼女の安全を守りました。Then Susano hid himself nearby. その後、スサノオは近くに隠れ、Waiting for the serpent to arrive. 大蛇が現れるのを待ちました。He knew that timing was crucial to his plan. タイミングが計画の鍵であることを彼は知っていました。As night fell, 夜の帳が降り、The moon rose high in the sky. 月が空高く昇ると、A loud rumbling sound echoed through the mountains. 山々に轟く大きな轟音が聞こえました。The ground trembling beneath Susano's feet. 地面がスサノオの足元で震え、As the mighty Yamatano Orochi emerged from the shadows. 強大なヤマタノオロチが影から現れました。The serpent has eight heads.大蛇は八つの頭を持ち、Each with glowing eyes that looked like burning embers. それぞれの頭には燃える炭火のように光る目がありました。Its scales shimmered in the moonlight. 鱗は月光で輝き、And its breath smelled foul.その息は悪臭を放っていました。The serpent moved slowly and deliberately. 大蛇はゆっくりと慎重に動いていました。Searching for its next victim. 次の犠牲者を探しながら。Instead of finding Kushinada Hime, Kushinada Hime を見つける代わりに、The serpent's attention was down to the eight vats of sake. 大蛇の注意は八つの酒樽に引き寄せられました。The sweet and inviting aroma of the alcohol filled the air. アルコールの甘い香りが空気を満たし、And the serpent unable to resist the temptation. 大蛇はその誘惑に耐えきれず、Slithers over to the vats. 樽に向かって這い寄りました。One by one, each of the serpent's heads dipped into a vat of sake. 大蛇の頭が一つずつ酒樽に浸かり、and began drinking deeply. 深く飲み始めました。The more it drank, 飲めば飲むほど、The more sluggish and disoriented it became, ますます鈍くなり、混乱していきました。As the serpent continued to drink, 大蛇が酒を飲み続けると、It grew increasingly drunk.ますます酔っ払っていきました。Its massive body swayed unsteadily. その巨大な体は不安定に揺れ、And it began to have trouble moving. 動くのが困難になっていきました。Seeing that serpent was now in the weakened state,大蛇が今弱った状態であるのを見て、スサノオ seized the opportunity. スサノオは機会をつかみました。He leaped from the hiding place. 彼は隠れ場所から飛び出し、brandishing the sword of his father Izanagi. 父イザナギの剣を振りかざしました。The sword gleamed brightly in the moonlight. その剣は月明かりの中で輝き、Ready for battle. 戦いの準備が整いました。 With a powerful roar、 力強い雄たけびとともに、 Susano charged at the serpent、 スサノオは大蛇に突進しました。 He swung his sword with great force、 彼は力強い力で剣を振り下ろし、 Slicing through the serpent'sScales with each powerful strike. 大蛇の鱗を切り裂きました。 One by one, the serpent's head fell to the ground. 一つ一つ大蛇の頭が地面に落ち、 Served by Susano's skillful blows. スサノオの巧みな一撃で切り落とされました。The serpent thrashed wildly in the final despair attempt to fight back. 大蛇は最後の必死な抵抗で激しく暴れました。 But it was too drunk to put up an effective defense. しかしあまりに酔っ払っていて効果的な防御ができませんでした。 The once fearsome creature、かつて恐ろしかった生き物は、was now helpless against Susano's attack。今やスサノオの攻撃に無力でした。With a final decisive strike、最後の決定的な一撃で、Susano cut off the last head of the serpent。スサノオは大蛇の最後の頭を切り落としました。The great beast lay dead at his feet. 巨大な生き物は彼の足元に倒れ、 defeated at last. ついに敗れました。After the battle, 戦いの後、Susano took a closer look at the serpent body. スサノオは大蛇の体を詳しく調べました。As he examined the tail,尻尾を調べていると、He discovered something extraordinary hidden inside. 中に隠された驚くべきものを発見しました。It was magnificent sword. それは壮麗な剣でした。Glowing with the divine light. 神聖な光を放つ。This sword, この剣は、which would later become known as the 草薙の剣。後に草薙の剣として知られるようになり、was a legendary weapon with incredible powers. 驚くべき力を持つ伝説の武器でした。Susano took the sword with him.スサノオは剣を持ち帰りました。Recognizing its importance. その重要性を認識し。Returning to the old man and woman. 老夫婦のもとに戻ったスサノオは、スサノオ brought with him クシナダ姫 and the legendary sword. クシナダ姫と伝説の剣を持参しました。The village was overjoyed to see their daughters safe. 村人たちは娘が無事であることを喜び、 and celebrated Susano's bravery with a great enthusiasm. スサノオの勇敢さを大いに祝いました。 True to his word, 約束通り、Susano married Kushinada 姫。スサノオはクシナダ姫と結婚しました。They lived happily together, enjoying a life filled with peace and joy. 二人は平和と喜びに満ちた生活を楽しみながら幸せに暮らしました。The story of Susano and the eight-headed serpent. スサノオとヤマタノオロチの物語は、became a beloved legend. 愛される伝説となりました。Remembering for the heroism and bravery for the storm god who overcome a terrifying foe, 恐ろしい敵を打ち倒して、嵐の神の英雄的な勇気が記憶される。To save a cherished maiden, 大切な姫を救った。Over time, 時が経つにつれ、The sword Susanoo found became one of Japan's three sacred treasures. スサノオが見つけた剣は日本の三種の神器の一つとなり、symbolizing strength and protection. 力と保護を象徴しました。It was revered as a powerful and sacred object. それは強力で神聖なものとされました。Susanoo's tale lived on. スサノオの物語は生き続けました。A testament to his courage and enduring power of love and sacrifice. 彼の勇気と愛と犠牲の永続的な力の証として。His story continued to be told. 彼の物語は語り継がれ。And cherished, inspiring many with its message of bravery and hope.多くの人々に勇気と希望のメッセージを与え続けました。おしまい。はい、それではですね、今回の、ヤマタノオロチ、のお話、スサノオと、その中から重要単語、20個いきたいと思います。まず最初、1番。Despair。Despair。絶望ですね。2番 Monstrous Monstrous 恐ろしい、あのモンスターから来てますね、これね、モンスターのように恐ろしいということですね。3番 Sacrifice Sacrifice これ犠牲。 Transformation Transformation 変身。トランスフォーマーっていうね、なんかあの漫画およびそういうあのマシンがありましたね、日本で。あの形が変わる車がモンスターになるやつ、モンスターというかロボットになるやつね。はい。Clearing Clearing 空き地。 Slithered Slithered 張った、ハウね、あのムカデみたいに。これ難しいですね。S I です。スス slithered そこで T H slithered slithered という発音です。気をつけてください。Inviting inviting 誘惑する、まあ招くっていう意味なんですね。Sluggish。Sluggish これもちょっと難しい単語で鈍い鈍い。 Disoriented Disoriented 混乱した、まあ、フラフラになるっていう意味がありますね。 Decisive Decisive 決定的な。Magnificent Magnificent 壮麗な、まあ、とても美しいということです。はい。Legendary Legendary 伝説的な。 Legend っていうのがね、伝説って意味ですからね。 Legendary で伝説的な。 Revered Revered 崇拝された。 Enduring Enduring 永続的な。 Testament. Testament. 証。証言とか意味がありますね。Cherished. Cherished. 大切にされた。Heroism. Heroism. 英雄主義。ヒーローが英雄ですからね。ヒーロイズムで英雄主義。faced, faced, 直面した。overcame, overcame, 克服した。overcome で克服するですね。現在形。した。came だからこれは過去形です。symbolizing, symbolizing, 象徴する。はい、というわけで20個の重要単語やってきました。ちょっと難しいところは何度も練習してください。はい、それではですね、このスサノオの物語の中から重要イデアも10個やっていきたいと思います。では最初の部分ですね。Seize the opportunity.これでチャンスをつかむということですね。はい。今回はちょっと英語の英訳も入れてみました。はい。To take advantage of the chance or opportunity ということで、まあそういうチャンスをつかむってことを別の言い方に変えてあるんですね。これも一つの勉強になる。英英辞書を引くと英語の力ってね、何倍にもなりますから。まあ、おすすめです。それをいちいち辞書を引かなくても聞くだけでできるようにちょっとやってみました。In the weakened state, 弱った状態で、まあ、英語の意味ではですね、In a condition where one is less strong and less capable ということですね。はい、次。Facing many creatures. 多くの生き物と対峙する。まあ、たくさんのね、怪獣と戦ってきたって意味ですね、ここではね。To confront or deal with various challengers or beings. ということです。同じ意味です。Down to. 引き寄せられると。ね、英語の意味は attracting orLured by something ということです。次、trembling beneath 足元で震える。なんかこう振動がね、ガタガタガタっときて、あの怪獣が迫ってきた時の感じを表した文章の一部でしたね。Shaking or vibrating under something 下でなんか震えてるってことですね。次行きましょう。Slicing through切り裂く。で、英語の意味が cutting through something with force ってことです。次は7番ですね。In final desperate attempt 最後の必死な試み。最後にもう死にかけてるからもう必死で、反撃してるところのシーンでしたね。はい。で、英語意味がIn last and an urgent effort to achieve something ということで、まあ、必死で最後に頑張るって書いてありますね。次8番 Grew increasingly drunk ますます酔っ払うということね。 Becoming more intoxicated over time ということです。この intoxicated もそういうお酒とか麻薬とかで酔っ払う時によく使います。9番 Kept her safe and protected 彼女を安全に守るということですね。 Ensure her safety and protection 同じ意味です。で最後10番 Lived happily together Lived happily together 幸せに一緒に暮らす、まあ、そのままですね。 To enjoy a joyfulharmonious life together というふうに書いてあります。別の言い方ですよね。同じ意味ですね。ハーモニーのもとにharmonious life って って書いてありますね。ハーモニーのもとに一緒に暮らすということです。はい、いかがだったでしょうか。10個のイデオもやっていきました。難しいのは何度も見てください。はい、それではですね、最後は倍速で聞いてみましょう。もうこれが聞ければもうあなたはこの会話をマスターしたとおなじみですから、頑張ってこの倍速でスラスラ分かるようになるまで聞いていきたいと思います。それではどうぞ。
The story of Susano and the eight-headed serpent. Long ago in the ancient land of Izumo, where the mountains reached up to the sky and the rivers sparkled like silver threads, there lived many gods and magical creatures. One of these gods was Susano, the god of storms. Susano was famous for being very powerful, but he also had a wild and unruly nature. Because of his reckless behavior, he was sent down from the heavens by his sister Amaterasu, the sun goddess. So, Susano roamed the earth, looking for a place where he could make a new home. One day, while traveling through the lush and green land of Izumo, Susano came across an old man and an old woman sitting by the side of a river. They were crying, and their faces were filled with sadness. Beside them stood a young woman. Her face was pale, and she looked very scared. Her beauty was overshadowed by the sadness and fear in her eyes. Seeing their distress, Susano felt a deep sense of compassion. He approached them and asked gently, "Why are you crying? What is the matter with you?" The old man looked up at Susano with tearful eyes and said, "Great God, we are in great despair because of a terrible serpent known as Yamata no Orochi." The old man continued, "Every year this monstrous serpent comes down from the mountains and demands a sacrifice from us. This year it is our last daughter, Kushinada Hime, who must be offered to the serpent." The old woman was quietly sobbing as she held her daughter's hand. She was deeply afraid of what the serpent might do. Susano was deeply moved by their story. He had faced many creatures in his time, but he had never encountered anything as fearsome as the eight-headed serpent described by the old man. Determined to help, Susano said, "Do not worry. I will defeat the serpent and save your daughter. But in return, I would like to marry her." The old man and woman were overjoyed at the thought of their daughter being saved. They agreed to Susano's request without hesitation, feeling immense relief that their daughter's life might be spared. With the agreement made, Susano began to prepare for the battle against the serpent. He instructed the old man and woman to brew 8 large vats of the strongest sake, rice wine, they could make. He told them to place the vats in a clearing where the serpent was known to appear. The old couple followed Susano's instructions and prepared the sake. When everything was ready, Susano took Kushinada Hime and transformed her into a comb. He carefully placed the comb in his hair to keep her safe and protected. Then Susano hid himself nearby, waiting for the serpent to arrive. He knew that timing was crucial to his plan. As night fell and the moon rose high in the sky, a loud rumbling sound echoed through the mountains. The ground trembled beneath Susano's feet as the mighty Yamata no Orochi emerged from the shadows. The serpent had 8 heads, each with glowing eyes that looked like burning embers. Its scales shimmered in the moonlight, and its breath smelled foul. The serpent moved slowly and deliberately, searching for its next victim. Instead of finding Kushinada Hime, the serpent's attention was drawn to the 8 vats of sake. The sweet and inviting aroma of the alcohol filled the air, and the serpent, unable to resist the temptation, slithered over to the vats. One by one, each of the serpent's heads dipped into a vat of sake and began drinking deeply. The more it drank, the more sluggish and disoriented it became. As the serpent continued to drink, it grew increasingly drunk. Its massive body swayed unsteadily, and it began to have trouble moving. Seeing that the serpent was now in a weakened state, Susano seized the opportunity. He leapt from his hiding place, brandishing the sword of his father, Izanagi. The sword gleamed brightly in the moonlight, ready for battle. With a powerful roar, Susano charged at the serpent. He swung his sword with great force, slicing through the serpent's scales with each powerful strike. One by one, the serpent's heads fell to the ground, severed by Susano's skillful blows. The serpent threshed wildly in a final desperate attempt to fight back, but it was too drunk to put up an effective defense. The once fearsome creature was now helpless against Susano's attacks. With a final decisive strike, Susano cut off the last head of the serpent. The great beast lay dead at his feet, defeated at last. After the battle, Susano took a closer look at the serpent's body. As he examined the tail, he discovered something extraordinary hidden inside. It was a magnificent sword glowing with a divine light. This sword, which would later become known as the Kusanagi no Tsurugi, was a legendary weapon with incredible powers. Susanoo took the sword with him, recognizing its importance. Returning to the old man and woman, Susanoo brought with him Kushinada Hime and the legendary sword. The villagers were overjoyed to see their daughter safe and celebrated Susanoo's bravery with great enthusiasm. True to his word, Susanoo married Kushinada Hime. They lived happily together, enjoying a life filled with peace and joy. The story of Susanoo and the eight-headed serpent became a beloved legend, remembered for the heroism and bravery of the storm god who overcame a terrifying foe to save a cherished maiden. Over time, the sword Susanoo found became one of Japan's three sacred treasures, symbolizing strength and protection. It was revered as a powerful and sacred object. Susanoo's tale lived on, a testament to his courage and the enduring power of love and sacrifice. His story continued to be told and cherished, inspiring many with its message of bravery and hope.
はい、それでは、いかがだったでしょうか。今回ね、スサノオとヤマトノオロチの、お話を、やってきましたけども、まあこういうね、あの日本の神話っていうのは面白いですね。まあ、ぜひこの草薙の剣っていうのを見てみたいと思いますね。どっかに隠れてると思いますが、はい。それでは皆さん、また次回お会いしたいと思います。See you next time! Bye bye!